The count of Onondaga County's absentee ballots has been temporarily halted after a Board of Elections employee tested positive for COVID-19. WAER's political reporter Scott Willis tells us exposure to volunteers and others involved in the counting process appears to be minimal.
Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Zarni says the employee hasn't been at work since November 5th.
This employee was never part of the absentee ballot process, so the exposure is limited to the Onondaga County Board of Elections staff. Of course, it's been several days since November 5th. This employee was admitted to the hospital today, and that's when the test was administered.
Since it's been a little over a week since exposure, Zarni, Republican Commissioner Michelle Sardo, and roughly 30 other employees have been tested and are awaiting results. They should know within 48 hours, and if everyone's negative, they hope to resume counting next week. After all, there's a November 28th certification deadline to meet.
Anything more than 3 or 4 days is going to be problematic. We'll have to see if we have to make alternative plans. We have let the State Board of Elections know what's going on. The governor's office also knows what's going on.
While they wait, the commissioners say the ballots are in a secure room with bipartisan locks that only Zarni and Sardo can open. About 100 elections workers, volunteers, campaign staff, and lawyers have been scattered across 4 large rooms since Tuesday. Commissioner Sardo knows there is a risk even if they're taking precautions.
With all the people coming in and observing the ballots, it was a concern. Even though everyone had a mask on and made sure everything was wiped down and sanitized, it's always a concern.
Of the 57,000 ballots received, about 27,000 are left to be counted. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.